Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. And if you missed today's show, this is cool. All the fun stuff that happened in the show in one podcast.
You know what? When it talks about a life transformed, a lot of times you could try to do that on your own. True transformation only coming from him. And so hopefully you are experiencing that this morning. A life changed and turned around. That's kind of what we're talking about. A turnaround story. And you said you've got one?
You asked a really interesting question this morning about getting knocked down and finding a way to get back up or being graced to get back up. In February 2020, I was diagnosed with inoperable fourth stage lung cancer.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
Now, that's really odd for me because I've never smoked, didn't really hang around in closed places where people did. And of course, you know, I'm one of those guys that says, you know what, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to just really do it. But I did not want to be so talented to skip first, second, and third stage and just jump to fourth. But that's where I wound up.
Yeah.
Did four bouts of chemo, and the chemo treated me worse than the cancer.
Yeah, that's awful.
So I stopped the chemo, changed my diet and my lifestyle, and I've been hanging out with God real close ever since then. And to look at me now, you'd have no idea.
Wow.
Wow. So, praise God, he's healed you.
Is that what they say? What's your prognosis now?
Actually, my prognosis is really good. The oncologist team is actually going to be doing a scan on me next week because the cancer cells have actually been disappearing and shrinking.
Hey, that's awesome. So God and healthy eating, that's what did it.
God first, healthy eating second.
That is awesome. Love it. Well, congratulations.
Glory to God, but thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate all the inspiration that you guys give to be able to take these testimonies and put them out there so that we can give people hope.
Amen. That's what we're all about. Well, you have a wonderful day, and thanks for sharing.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Maybe you have a similar story. Love to hear yours. You can inspire others. 888-888-9976. Toilet paper shortages. Remember that? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. When you look back on 2020, saw this article, and it was really about all the strange things that happened during the pandemic.
And lots of them.
Yeah, and one of the things that it talked about is, one person said how fast time went for me. They felt like, and they were in a time bubble. They went in early 2020 and came out in late 2022. It's almost like that time just went away.
It did. It was very strange.
It is strange, and it was weird. Also, somebody said remembering restaurants selling groceries. That's different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody who had toilet paper was a retail outlet.
Yeah, that's true. And this one I actually could relate to. Someone said, I live a block away from a very busy highway. Well, I never noticed the sound of the highway when it was gone. The silence was amazing.
Oh, yes.
So that happened. My wife and I used to live on a very busy road in the country when we first got married. Mm-hmm. They shut down that road to do some work on it. Oh, my. It was amazing how quiet it was.
And it's bothersome, right?
Because it's very bothersome.
Yes.
From then on, we vowed to never live on a busy street again in our lives. Oh, we're not going to do that again.
Right.
Yeah.
No. You know, for me, it was the masks that were just so odd. And the people who chose to think they were being funny.
Oh, it just scared
and I
you.
Have a, oh, yeah. I have a thing about hiding your face like clowns.
Somebody else put down grocery stores trying to get you to follow the arrows in the floor. Yeah, that wasn't working. And then
true
some
confession.
Yeah.
I felt like a really bad person if I just went against the grain.
Well, you were, Sally. You're like salmon going upstream. And this is my favorite. How every time there was a COVID spike, a bunch of candles online would suddenly get hundreds of one-star reviews because they couldn't smell anything. Oh, all right, you got one? Give us a call, 888-888-9976. Remember drive-by birthday parties, graduation parties, any type of party on Zoom? Family Life Radio, where Kenkel, Fritz, and friends were talking about looking back at the pandemic and, you know, 2020 and just the strange things that had happened and that we all went through. It's one of those things, guys, where you all experienced it at the same time.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know, everybody to a little bit different degree. Barbara's with us from DeWitt, Michigan. What do you got?
Our local grocery store was always short on bananas.
Oh.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Banana shortage.
So
I'd be okay with that.
Sally doesn't like bananas.
So the local Facebook page would always have a report on the bananas, if there were bananas in
the banana report.
So now we got a report just today. Hot dog buns are missing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What will we do? You know, it does make you pause and think, where'd all the buns go?
Truly.
Yeah, I mean, what?
They're going out on the black market, Kinkle Fritz.
Yeah, that's it. There's a guy in the corner going, hey, come here. You want some buns?
Experience Hope, Family Life Radio.
Taking a situation that goes bad, having creative ways to turn it around. Maybe you've worked with someone that has that skill and ability. 888-888-9976 is our number. You can text us at 58326. Amy's with us from Chattanooga, Tennessee. So tell us about this person you work with.
I worked in the flea market. I met a little dude, a guy that had a little sandwich shop in there. And he was so hilarious. I mean, he would have like he got hair in the sandwich one time. And he was like, all right, let's put a Philly steak cheese up again. Hold the hair. I mean, he would just do hilarious stuff. And
hold the hair.
The customers wouldn't get mad when he made mistakes. He would make something funny out of it. So that was probably the most fun of the two jobs I had at the same time, because he would make it fun even when he messed up orders. And the customers, you know, appreciate his personality, so they wouldn't get mad and want refunds and dog him out. So I think he really helped his business by just having a great personality when he made mistakes.
Well, yeah.
Smart guy.
I guess you need to have a great personality to have a sandwich shop in a flea market.
It's true. But it was fun. I mean, you saw all kinds of different people all the time. You got to walk around and shop on your break. I mean, it was probably the best of both of them at the same time. It was pretty awesome.
That is cool. We'll have a Reuben. Hold the hair. Hey, I've got good news for you. Yeah, it's time for the good news of the day. Hey, we want to hear your good news. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Tamika's with us. Tell us what happened.
God has healed my body after 14 years of dealing with pancreatitis and gastroparesis. In the last 2 to 3 weeks, I've been able to eat without pain.
Wow.
After 19 years of struggling with my faith and everything, finally just saying, you know what, God, I turn my will over to Him. Mm-hmm. And once I've done that, I was finally felt this relief in my body. And I've not been able to eat without pain in the last 14 years, except for these last 2 to 3 weeks. And it's helped to restore my faith even more and believe that God can truly do anything.
So there's a lot of ifs and thens in the Bible. Like, if you do this, then that happens. And you said you finally turned it over to God.
Yeah, because I've always believed that there was a God, but I feel like I didn't really believe that He could do all things.
Wow. And when you finally did that, now, well, you're healed, sounds
it
like.
It shows you.
Yes, and it's not something that can be healed medically.
Sure.
I was to suffer the rest of my life with it.
Praise God. Wow.
Yeah.
And I wanted to thank you guys for all the inspiration on Family Life Radio. Me and my six-year-old, he throws every song on there. Absolutely love listening to you guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys always being there with encouraging words and messages and being just so inspirational.
Well, we're here because people give to keep us on the air. We're thankful to them, but all glory to God. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you guys.
What's God doing in your life? We want to hear your good news. Maybe it's a healing like Tamika's. Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. This Sunday is Mother's Day. A little reminder for everybody listening. Usually it's for the men like me. They're going, oh, yeah, I got to do something. So what are you going to do? Do you have any good ideas? I'm asking for a friend.
No, you're not.
Cindy is with us. Thanks for calling Kankel Fritz and Friends. What do you got?
What we usually do for Mother's Day, my husband, is he and my son and the other family members, the men, will barbecue out for us and give us a dinner. And honestly, I really just love getting a card and some hot coffee in the morning from him.
Card and hot coffee in the morning.
That's right. Tell me how he feels about me as a mother and his wife, and some hot coffee, and then cooking me dinner.
Those words of appreciation, I think, are so easily discounted, but mean so much.
Mm-hmm.
And
really do.
That with barbecue, and I'm happy.
Me too. The guys are always really great. They all get together, they barbecue, they don't make us do anything.
So cool.
And you know, that's a great day with your family.
That is a good day. They don't make you do it. So does that mean the whole meal is taken care of, or are you still having to put something on the side?
No, they do everything.
Well, that's
they
awesome.
Do it all. They all just put it together, and we just sit outside and enjoy it.
Perfect. I want to sit outside and enjoy that.
On Father's Day. On Father's Day.
Just kidding.
Family Life Radio, it's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends. Mother's Day this Sunday. And you know, that can be a difficult day for some people if you're unable to have children, for one. You know, the church that we go to, they put a little rose up there at the front of the sanctuary, and they give all the, you know, all the ladies and the you know, that are there that are moms something. They also help out those that can't be moms. And I think that's fantastic.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
And maybe Mother's Day is hard for you as well because, well, you didn't have the best mom. Well, what about the mom in your life? Sandy is with us, and you said you've got one of those?
A good coworker of mine, her name is Frankie Williams. She's in her 80s. She's retired now, but she was a spiritual mom to me forever, and I see her that way continue to this day.
A spiritual mom for you.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's neat. You said she was your spiritual mom. Are you saying that your biological mother really wasn't?
Right. My biological mom was not.
Yeah.
When I was going through a lot of marital problems and not sure if I should even continue working, she actually helped me to see that, you know, my job was there for a reason, but that God was my provider and that He would also provide my job later, but that my marriage was more important than even my job.
And how did that work out?
I'm still married.
Well, that was really good advice. Well, thank you for sharing about her.
Okay, thank you.
Family Life Radio.
Pepper is with us from Florida. What's on your mind?
I'm calling about the car thing, about getting the wrong car.
Oh, yeah. Earlier, we were talking about how you can mistakenly try to get the wrong car. And I remember there was once upon a time, sometimes your key would work getting you into a similar car. So what happened?
It was Home Depot where we were. And I came out, and there was a police car, not unidentified. What am I trying to say? Looks like a regular car. You know what I'm talking
about? Unmarked police car.
Unmarked. But there's an unmarked car, like, just like mine, on the other side of the parking lot. I come out, I walked over, I tried to get in the back seat. There's a lady cop sitting there looking at me. I'm like, oh.
You almost tried to get in the back seat of a police car.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what you want.
I'm sure I've done something wrong. Just take me in.
Yeah.
Trust me, I need mental help anyway. Go ahead.
It's time for a joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, what's bringing you joy today? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Sean is with us. Tell us what happened.
My father-in-law was in a head-on collision last night on his way to go get my daughter at work.
Oh, my.
And crushed in the entire passenger side, and the car's totaled. But the good news, he's going to be all right. And my wife and mother-in-law were supposed to be going for a ride with my son to surprise her. And they decided that they needed to just stay home.
Oh, wow.
If they had been in there, they would have been dead.
Because somebody would be in that passenger area.
Yeah, the entire passenger side all the way down was completely crushed.
Wow. I'd love to know the story of, okay, you decided to stay home, and why? Was there some sort of feeling or thought?
Yeah, my wife just felt that she needed to. It was just God really moved on their heart. with a super strong feeling that they needed to stay home.
Fantastic. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
It's amazing how he can be involved in those details and can speak to you, but sometimes the hardest thing is to respond, right?
Right.
Well, you're right, Sally. Sometimes you wonder, is this God? What is this? What am I feeling? What am I supposed to do? We're trained to ignore stuff like that.
We really are, and it's just so wrong.
It is. Yeah, that's God talking to you. Well, hey, we want to hear your joy report. What's God doing in your life? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you. Good morning.
Yes, you were asking about that one article of clothing that we'd like to see gone.
Can't wait. Well, first of all, what's your name?
My name is Barb, and I'm from Michigan.
And Barb, who is the proud owner of said piece of clothing?
That would be my husband.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Said with attitude.
Yes. You
know, he has these silk shirts from when he was in high school.
Oh, my.
That are still in the closet.
Does he even fit into them?
They might be quite a little bit snug, but he could fit into them.
So you're just like, just get it out of here. It's taking up closet space.
Right. And he keeps saying they'll come back in style.
Oh.
And even the consignment shop, I don't think, would take it, or Goodwill.
No.
There are some vintage shops that might like some of that stuff, depending.
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I think they just need a proper goodbye.
You've done well. We'll lay you to rest.
That's what I have to do with my husband. I have to just assure him that this article of clothing has lived its life, served its purpose, and it is now time
to let
it rest.
Rest in peace.
That's right. And we gather here today to honor.
Don't pray over it.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, you can head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.